Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to All About Your Home, your source for the latest trends, tips, and issues facing today's real estate market. I'm your host, Stephen Bast, owner of Four County Home Inspection Services, based right here in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Today, my special guest is Drew Roberts of Milwaukee Real Producers. Good morning, Drew, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. Hey, Drew, tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us a little bit about, you know, what is Milwaukee Real Producers?
Sure. So I'm like I said, Drew Roberts. I actually grew up here in the Kenosha area started Real Producers about 5 months ago here in the Milwaukee area. Milwaukee Real Producers is a national franchise. We're actually in 100 cities across the U.S. and I actually brought Real Producers here to the Milwaukee area. Milwaukee Real Producers is really a platform that helps connect the top 500 real estate agents in the Milwaukee metro area with top businesses. We provide them a platform really to get to know each other better and build better relationships ultimately.
Okay. All right. So the top 500. And how do we determine or what's the methodology to figure out, well, who are these folks?
Sure. So we're actually a very kind of impartial third party, and we do this, like I said, across the nation. But we actually go based purely off of production. So each year we create our distribution list based on the top 500 producing real estate agents in the Milwaukee metro area. And so that distribution list actually gets updated every year. And so the agents that are in the top 500 producers is how we determine the distribution list for that following year.
Okay, cool. So I know I'm looking at the first issue right here, and I got to say it's nice looking. It's a nice looking publication. So this gets just direct mailed out then to those agents. Is that correct?
Yeah. So each month we select agents from across the metro area and write features on them. And so every month there's a new cover agent. There's new agents that we're going to be featuring in different categories in the real estate arena. But that gets shipped directly to the top 500 producing agents. It actually goes right to their mailboxes at the brokerages that they work at.
Nice. I imagine there's a little bit of competition that grows out of the publication, or at least I would think so. So what do you tell the agents that maybe aren't in the publication, and how do they, you know, sell more houses than you get in the publication, or can they buy it, or how can they get a copy?
Yeah. So really from a standpoint, we do this based purely on production. So everything we do for the real estate agents is actually free. So for an agent to get the publication, they have to be in the top 500 producing agents in the Milwaukee metro area. And to be featured, an agent actually has to get nominated by either a peer or leadership in the Milwaukee real estate community. And so our goal is really to find agents at different brokerages across the Milwaukee metro area and highlight what they're doing and give them an opportunity to talk a little bit about who they are as individuals. The real goal for us when we do feature an agent is to put things in there that people can't Google. So like our first real estate cover agent was Renata Greeley from Shore West. And then our second publication that will be coming out here in the next probably 20 days or so is actually Michael Pelega from Remax. And so our goal is really to find different agents from different brokerages and really help them create better relationships across those brokerage lines because we're dealing with, you know, the top 8%, the top 500 real estate agents in the area.
Right. And now I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, it's certainly fine. So Renata, I mean, I'm looking at her cover picture, looks fantastic. And I'm guessing you get to have professional photographers come out and do a whole photo shoot to make sure that these guys are looking the very best. Is that right?
Yeah. So we actually have professional writers and photographers that put all of our features together. Kind of make the joke, I'm definitely not a writer or a photographer, so we hire the professionals to do that, to make sure that their features are really professionally done. And like I said, the agents that do get featured, they actually get nominated. So for them, it's really kind of a badge of honor because the peers and leadership in the real estate community are saying, they're recognizing these individuals for just the great work that they've been doing. And like I said, we try and tell their story a little bit more than just kind of the numbers that they've been doing. We want to know who these individuals are and what their interests are and kind of their path into real estate, and giving agents an opportunity to read about those things and ultimately create better connections with one another, as well as the top businesses as well.
Yeah, no, it's a really nice feature that you have here. You know, I mean, you got nice photographs, and then it goes into detail about, you know, how she got into real estate and all that stuff. And there's a number, obviously, of industry related ads, whether that's home inspectors like myself or mortgage brokers, branch managers for different banks. So it looks like it could be a nice resource. And I'm going to imagine that as the magazine grows, you'll have additional vendors and then additional articles that are all related back to the real estate industry. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, you're spot on, Steve. Really, from a standpoint, our goal is to create a toolbox for these top agents with businesses across the metro area. And so our goal really is to find the top businesses that are supporting the real estate community and ultimately create kind of a toolbox for these real estate agents that, if they don't have a vendor in a specific area, or they have a client that has a specific need and they don't have a go-to person for that, they know that they can turn to the vendors in our platform and our publication and know that they got nominated by another top agent. So I actually only meet with businesses that I get referred to. So the businesses really come pre-vetted by other top agents. So it really gives the agents that are receiving our publication every month kind of peace of mind, knowing that these are top businesses that, you know, are here to support the real estate community, and they can be trusted if, you know, if a real estate agent reaches out to them or, you know, wants them to work with their client. So we try and keep it as much as possible to these top businesses, and giving them an opportunity really to brand themselves and be in front of these top real estate agents as well.
Okay. Now, as far as advertising in the publication, because I'm sure, you know, I mean, I'm going to be posting this on my site, and I'm sure a lot of the folks that listen, you know, some of them are my competition. Some of them are just vendors and things, and that's okay. Competition's good. It's, you know, it helps make us all better.
Definitely.
If they want to, I mean, so you have to be referred to get in here, I guess, number one. I know I was referred when we talked, and you guys did an awesome job on my ad. Congrats on that, by the way. Is there a vetting? If they don't get referred, is there any way they can get in it, or is it just, I got to refer you and that's that?
Yeah, I would encourage businesses that want to be, you know, a part of our platform is to reach out to the top agents that they're working with and have them, you know, pretty much shoot me an email saying, hey, we'd like to nominate this business for, you know, X, Y, and Z industry. We work with them. We do, you know, they do a great job. And then from there, you know, I really sit down with every business that that I get referred to and kind of go through somewhat of an interview process to make sure that they are a good fit for our platform, and that they fully understand that our platform is really geared and built around helping businesses create long-term lasting relationships with the agents that are doing a majority of the business here in the Milwaukee area. So I encourage, you know, businesses that are interested in partnering with us to kind of reach out to the top agents they're working with and have them reach out to me as well, and pretty much saying why they should be considered to be, you know, part of our platform.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, like any publication, there's a number of different size ads available, so it'll pretty much fit, I would think, most successful business budgets anyways. If you're struggling, it might be an issue, but most successful businesses have some kind of a budget for their advertising and marketing. And you've got quarter page ads and third page and full and half and all the standard sizes, and they're all in full color. They all look great. And there's even a, which I hadn't noticed my first go around, there's a preferred partners page, which is kind of just a, a little printed directory, kind of a quick snapshot of everybody that's in the publication, which actually is kind of nice because, you know, if I'm looking, for example, for a plumbing and heating guy, I can go to that directory or preferred partner page, and all of a sudden I'm looking at Building Waters, Inc., Wesley Rosenberg. I wasn't familiar with this company before, but now I'm kind of excited to find a new one, you know, and I'm sure a lot of folks are like that where, you know, maybe they have had work with somebody else in the past and they're looking for somebody new or just have an extra one in case that person's busy. Well, this certainly provides a nice resource, especially with your vetting process. So I don't, you know, it's like, okay, good. I can safely call these folks and say, okay, you guys are, you know, referred from real producers. You know, I want to put you on my list of preferred vendors and just start a new relationship. I know I'm going to do that with a couple of these folks here. And I'm sure some of the other ones will do the same. Is that fairly common to have that work that way?
Yeah, 100%. I think really, and I kind of want to touch back too about the different ad sizes and things is we've really priced kind of the ads and the ability to be a part of our platform so that everybody has an opportunity to be a part of our platform if they're a good fit. So like you were kind of alluding to is we do have kind of, you know, the quarter page ads, things of that nature, but we also have opportunities for businesses that, you know, want larger space. And ultimately it's about finding what's comfortable for our vendors and, you know, what they're able to do. But we really try and provide an opportunity for every business at any level that they're at, an opportunity to be a part of the platform. Like I said, as long as they're kind of pre-vetted, they get nominated, things of that nature. But touching on the second point is, yeah, definitely. I mean, really from a standpoint is in the real estate community, relationships are really everything. And so what our platform helps provide is an opportunity for these top agents to, like you were alluding to, Steve, is they can reach out to these businesses and know that they're trusted, they're top-notch businesses that they can ultimately trust. But for our vendors as well, they also have an opportunity to create relationships with one another. So if they have clients that they're working with, or you know they need to refer somebody to a family member, one of their friends, or things of that nature, we also very much encourage that because all of our partners understand that they all went through the same process to become part of the platform. So it really gives everybody an opportunity to build better relationships across the board, from realtor to vendor, realtor to realtor, and then vendor to vendor as well.
Yeah, because that really helps. I mean, I think we all want to have kind of our little, I guess I'll call it our little private network of folks that we, you know, we like them, we trust them, and we're confident in referring. You know, I have people always ask me, well, do we have vendors that you recommend? And it's not like I have a telephone book full. I have a small handful of folks that I work with that I am a little tight vested with, but they're on one of my products online. So all my customers have access to those. It's one of my many added value items. I was just noticing something else in the magazine. I want to, because it looks like if I'm a broker, right, and I've got an office full of agents, and maybe one of them is, you know, my top producer, maybe they're not. But it looks like as a broker, I might be able to subscribe to this. Is that looks like I can get a few different copies, whether it's 5 or 10 or whatever, for X amount of dollars per month. That way, I can use them. We only got about 60 seconds to wrap up here, but if you could touch on that real fast, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so that's just one of the value things that we add for agents or brokers and that are, you know, overseeing different brokerages is sometimes there's 5, maybe 10 top agents that receive a publication every month. But if there's brokers out there that say, hey, we'd like to have an extra 10 copies that get shipped to us every month, we give them the opportunity to pretty much subscribe to the magazine and give their agents an opportunity to read about these other agents. But our goal is really to just inform, inspire, you know, kind of connect and unite the top agents and top businesses here in the Milwaukee metro area.
All right. Well, that's perfect, Drew. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me today on the show. As we For more information on anything discussed on today's show, you can always call me directly at 262-271-0136. Site and listen to the show under the blog tab. That's fourcountyhomeinspections.com. On behalf of Four County and myself and Drew, goodbye and thanks for listening. Thanks, Drew.
Thanks, Keith.